Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. Yesterday we looked at the second act in the six-act play. The first act was that we were created to know God and be known by God. The second act was that we rebelled against God's love. And today we look at act three. It's kind of like a school play. A bunch of kids get up on stage. They've all been given this script to play. But once they get on stage, they throw away the scripts and they start doing their own thing. They start trying to act out their own play, and you know, seven-year-olds aren't very good at that. The play has gone off the rails on opening night. It's just been disastrous. So what do you do? Imagine you're the teacher in charge of the school play, sitting down here in the front row with the script in your hands, watching these kids do something very different. What would you do? Well, I think the first thing many teachers try is they try to prompt the kids. They try to remind them of what the script was really about. And so they'll whisper lines to the kid who forgot. There's a kid, you know, standing on the edge of the stage, totally blew his lines, said the wrong thing, and now he's just standing there with his mouth open. And so what the teacher will do is they'll try to whisper a couple lines and remind them, and the kid will repeat the line and then stand there with his mouth open again. And the teacher ends up giving lines for the rest of the play. It's a pretty common scenario, right? Well, it's essentially what God did with us. When we abandoned God's plan and script for the world, he didn't just give up on us and leave the room and say, oh well, I'll just start over on Mars. You know, he didn't do that. God stuck with us instead and tried to remind us of the script as it was originally written. Decided to do that with a very small group of humans to start. He began with one man named Abraham, and then all his descendants that formed the nation of Israel. And he said he was going to help the world come back on script, come back to his plan through this group of people. He was going to use them to change the entire world and remind them of what they were made for. So he began to work with the Israelite people, Abraham's descendants. And he tried to remind them of that script, like a teacher giving lines from offstage, prompting. God started to give things like, you might have heard of them, the Ten Commandments, or other laws that are in the Bible. These were all God's way of reminding people of the life they were made for, a life in close personal relationship with him. Here's what it looks like, is what God was trying to say. Here's what a life lived with me was meant to look like and could look like once again. Here's the script, remember? This is what you were made for. He sent people like prophets to jump up on stage and speak for him, saying, here are your lines. Here's what you were made for. Here's what was supposed to be happening on stage, rather than this disaster. People didn't listen. Didn't work out terribly well. Much of the Bible, the Old Testament, is made up of God's attempts to get through to humans and human either ignorance of that or outright rejection of it. You'll read stories in the Bible of tragic tales when that happened, of God reminding people of what they were made for and then us going somewhere very different with it. But through all that, people of Israel and we can learn a few things. One, that God isn't going to give up on us. Even when we completely abandon his plan and we throw away the script, God's still willing to stick with us and not take off and start over elsewhere. Secondly, we learn that there's something about us having rebelled from God's plan that's keeping us from getting back on his script. It's just something about us that's just too rebellious to actually fix this on our own, even with God's help from offstage. Still not enough. We need the director to actually intervene.
Well, our question today is, have you ever tried to make yourself right with God or to be perfect? Is it possible? Have you ever met a perfect person? Think about that on your own, or think who you might be able to connect with.